Kevin McCrudden is one of the most innovative and creative speakers in America today. Kevin is the only leadership speaker in America to ever have a day of recognition passed by the United States Congress. January 2nd of every year is National Motivation and Inspiration Day, which he had passed by Congress after the events of 9/11. Now join me as we welcome our featured speaker, Mr. Motivation, Kevin L. McCrudden.
Quotes are such an interesting way to be motivated and inspired. As you read or hear these great quotes from great thinkers and leaders in our history, understand their simple guidance and message as you listen to taking action to make things happen. Goals are the fuel in the furnace of achievement, Brian Tracy. A great quote. Brian is a good friend and someone that, you know, for years has obviously been a leader in achievement, leadership, and motivational programs. We are what we think. All that we arise is with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world, Buddha. Amazing quote. Why are you trying so hard to fit in when you were born to stand out? The late, great Zig Ziglar, a good friend. Life isn't measured by the breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. I'm sure one you've heard before. We could never learn to be brave and patient if there were only joys in the world. Helen Keller. Thought-provoking comment, right? Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. Great quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. Don't wish it were easier. Wish you were better. The late Jim Rohn, amazing leader and amazing motivational speaker for years, and really one of the founders of the motivational industry. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Steve Jobs. Great advice from a great leader, right? Great business leader. You're never a loser until you quit trying, Mike Ditka. Something you'd expect from a football coach, right? Success is something you attract by the person you become, Jim Rohn. People too weak to follow their own dreams will always find a way to discourage yours. Good advice to always be aware of the people that surround us, right? And the kind of things that save us. How wonderful it is to need wait a single moment for starting to improve the world. Anne Frank, one of the foundational components or thoughts behind taking action to make things happen. Looking forward to having you hear it. When you follow the dream in your heart, you're energized, inspired, and motivated. Dr. John DeMartini, man after my own heart, being motivated and inspired, right? And here are three really great ones that I really love. People of accomplishment rarely sat back and let things happen to them. They went out and happened to things, Leonardo da Vinci. Danger, most of us, lies not in setting our aim too high and falling short, but in setting our aim too low and achieving our mark, Michelangelo. Amazing quote. And finally, talent is God-given. Be humble. Fame is man-given. Be careful. Conceit is self-given. Be careful. Hope these quotes help put you in the right mindset to begin and enjoy taking action to make things happen. In my book, Who Are You?, I introduce the most 21st century multidimensional hierarchy of needs, which is represents the most significant addition to Maslow's hierarchy of needs in 60 years. So the significance of that is that Dr. Maslow's hierarchy of needs is considered a foundational study of human behavior and motivation. You know, anyone that's gotten an advanced degree or a master's or an MBA has studied Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Anyone that's studied advertising, management, leadership, sales, and of course any studies in psychology, human behavior, or motivation have studied Dr. Maslow's hierarchy. So for me to have the audacity to challenge or change or add to his brilliant work that's literally been studied by millions, took a bit of a gamble and some nerve on my part, right? However, that's exactly why I'm writing this follow-up book to take this follow-up book, Take Action to Make Things Happen, because I literally took action where others either had chosen not to or somehow decided not.